Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield. I'll be hosting today, Monday. So glad you've tuned into our program. With me in the studio is Lori Maxwell. Lori is a therapist at the Oakland Psychological Clinic in Flint. And we are just so blessed to have her with us in the studio today and the rest of the week as she presents the topic, Healthy Self-Esteem for All God's Girls. Welcome, Lori.
Good morning, Christina. Thank you for having me.
I am, you know, we've talked a couple times on the phone to make these arrangements, and coming all the way from Flint, I'm just honored that you would drive this far to be on our radio program.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Yeah, it's just such a pleasure. And the topic, Healthy Self-Esteem for All God's Girls. It's certainly close to my heart. I have nothing but daughters.
Oh, good for you.
And they've grown up. And then I've got half grandsons and half granddaughters. But can you define self-esteem for us? Because if I were to ask anybody on the street, we would come up with a whole lot of different definitions.
We would. Self-esteem would probably be a little bit different for everybody as they experience it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Webster tells us that the definition of self-esteem is to have a confidence and satisfaction in oneself. And I like that definition. It's a broad definition. But I would also look at the idea, not satisfaction, as being greater than anyone else. And certainly self-esteem, feeling that we're not lesser than anyone else. So just to feel that we have the same value and worth as everyone around us.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we think about self-esteem, which I appreciated as we before we went on the air, you and I were just chatting, that self-esteem is really our own self definition.
That's right. Yeah.
Not what comes from others.
Well, and everybody wants some level of external validation.
Mm-hmm.
But when that's the only source of our positive self-worth, we're always going to be vulnerable to the discretion of others.
So the next question then just kind of leads into this. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose this topic? When I called you on the phone and we made that connection and we went back and forth, well, what would you like to talk about? You jumped right in. You said, you know what? Self-esteem and women, self-esteem and adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you have a passion.
I do. This is a topic that I see time and again. I've seen some patterns and trends in my practice in working with adolescent girls and grown women. It's a difficult thing. It's not unusual to see a young lady, a teenager, who tends to be shy or withdrawn, to have social anxiety, some depression symptoms, because she simply feels left out or less than in her peer group. And in my practice with adult women, oftentimes growing up either in families of origin where healthy self-worth wasn't established, and certainly being in less than healthy relationships can have a detrimental effect on a woman's value of herself.
So this adolescent, basically, if it's not addressed and worked through, carries that right into adulthood.
It could very well, yes.
Do you believe that our social media impacts this whole self-esteem, the self-efficacy, how is that said? You say it for me. You know
efficacy?
What I'm talking? Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That's one of those words that always trips me up.
Right.
But do you think social media is impacting it positive, negative?
That's a great point. I believe it can be both. However, I see much more of the negative effect in my practice as girls is, you know, young as 11 or 12, if they're allowed to have access to social media at that age, they're seeking validation through having just the right picture that they post of themselves mm-hmm. and seeing how many likes or positive comments they can get on it. And so I think social media typically is not our best friend when it looks like looks at appropriate development of self-worth.
When you think about Facebook, mm-hmm. and that's always been something, I'm not on it, my husband is, so he keeps me up to date. But it's as if those just present all this perfect life.
It does, right.
Now, I think Facebook is kind of outdated.
For young people, I think we're seeing that they're more likely to do selfies or show selfies on Instagram.
Yes.
So
yes.
that's probably the platform that some of the younger people are using in that sense of putting forth their best image, shall we say.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this whole thing of selfies, you know, when I was growing up, and I'm telling on my age here, we mm-hmm. never took a whole lot of pictures of ourselves. Well, you couldn't really even do it.
Right. There wasn't a way. You had to have a really long arm.
And you know, when selfies first started, mm-hmm. you managed it. But now they have this stick,
oh, yeah.
and you put the camera at the end, and it's
right.
just, and then it presses the button for you. And I'm thinking, wow, you don't even need a person to do this anymore.
Yeah. Someone's a genius.
When we come back, I'd like to ask if you could share with our listeners, are you seeing an increase in issues like this and from social media or from just the cultural changes mm-hmm. that we see going on?
Yeah, we'll look at that.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Talking with Lori Maxwell, just before our break, the topic of the week is healthy self-esteem for all God's girls. And Lori has a passion to work in this area of working with kids, young girls with self-esteem issues. But I asked you before our break, Lori, mm-hmm. are you seeing an increase in numbers of clients that are coming into your office?
I am. In my work, it's not unusual for me to work with girls and women that low self-esteem is contributing to anxiety symptoms, depression symptoms, issues in their relationships for married women. It's definitely having a detrimental impact on the development of positive self-esteem.
And, you know, I guess, and I know we're going to talk about this, and that'll be my next question, kind of what this next week or
right.
these next few days are going to look like, because we're really going to get into the meat of it. But when somebody does come in, mm-hmm. I don't guess they're sitting there in the initial assessment and saying to you, I have low self-esteem. They probably don't have the self-awareness to even know that they might be struggling mm-hmm. with self-esteem. I mean, have you really ever had that happen?
You'd be surprised. Oftentimes, in working with younger people, the question may be formulated more like, tell me how you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, I can't think of a lot of instances in which the young person has said, oh, I think I'm pretty good. I like me. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
they'll start beating themselves up.
Sure, yeah. Or they'll say, you know, I have low self-esteem or sadly even no self-esteem.
They actually come back and say that.
Mm-hmm. There's an awareness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are we going to look at and talk about this week?
This week we're going to be looking at the healthy development of self-esteem, not just for adolescents and women, but also how we can, as parents and possibly grandparents, even looking at developing that even in our very young girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, we mentioned earlier that low self-esteem with adolescents does carry into adulthood.
Yes, it does.
Is it too late, even if somebody that is 30 or 40 comes in?
Never too late, no.
It is never too late.
No, and actually we get some of the best outcomes when we're able to recognize that negative self-belief system, and it is very possible to trace it back to possibly an origin, whether it was in our family growing up or a bullying experience or maybe even an unhealthy dating relationship for a young lady, that's kind of manifested in seeing herself as less than throughout the lifetime.
Do personalities play out in defining self-esteem?
I would think to some degree, if a person tends to be more self-oriented, but we certainly see, you know, people that are much more likely to consider others before themselves. So self-esteem for some people is a little bit of a foreign concept.
Mm-hmm. Especially for those where there really wouldn't be the environment so much that would have contributed, but just their personality.
Right, sure. Yep, and I think we'd see a little bit of a discrepancy if we were to look at this same type of work in boys and men. So we're going to have a totally different dynamic in place and different vernacular, and so I think personality and other roles, absolutely.
So as we close out, we have about a minute left here. How important is it to have high self-esteem? And can high self-esteem go too high to the point of narcissism?
That's a whole nother topic for that. But if we had exceptionally high self-esteem, we would probably consider that not to be healthy, because now we have a sense of superiority, which, you know, God created all of us equally. We all should have a sense of worthiness just being His children. So I don't know that it would be a optimal outcome to have somebody see themselves as having more self-worth than anyone else.
But the value of self-worth.
Right.
It's going to impact everything that we do.
Absolutely.
Is that
everything.
Fair to say?
Absolutely. For young people, whether they decide that they are up for the challenge of going to college, for a college graduate to decide that they're up for the challenge to pursue their dream job, even if that means moving away. For young people getting married, are they going to select a partner that values them rather than settling because they don't feel they deserve any better? So
it impacts it all, doesn't it?
It does.
It really does. It is so, so very important. We're looking forward to having you back.
Thank you.
For tomorrow and the rest of the week. And I want to encourage our listeners to visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com, like us on Facebook, and call our office. Our numbers are coming up. We have many locations. We also have Oakland Psychological Flint in Flint.
That's right.
And you can call and talk to Lori if you have questions, and that number is coming up as well. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
I certainly will. Thank you.
Until then.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644. And tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.